the Be'er Sheva. On our sugi, right here, Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Amud Beis. See, he talks very high level about Svarim Machitzonim, and he talks more specifically about Sefer Ben Sira. And he says, at the end of the day, I have a little bit of a problem here. Not just, we have to go through this carefully. Rabbi Yosef said, Sefer Ben Sira Nami Yosel Amikri. It's also to learn Sefer Ben Sira, right? That's what Rabbi Yosef said. It's also to learn Sefer Ben Sira. Said the Be'er Sheva, V'koshe Be'enai Tufa. At the end of the day, we have a psak. You can't learn Sefer Ben Sira. He said, if that's the case, Halichach Mi HaGemara Atzman, Hein B'Yerushalmi, and Hein B'Bavli, Hei Gviu Kamedvar Shal Ben Sira. They brought so many things from Ben Sira. And he starts quoting, Chagigu Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Yivam Misamach Gimel Amid Beis, Ksubis Kuf Yud Amid Beis, Bava Basra Tzadik Ches Amid Beis, Bava Basra Kuf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, Nida Tezayin Amid Beis, Erevin Samachhe Amid Aleph. He said, not just that, there are different places in Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi Mesechtes Nazir, it's Yerushalmi Mesechtes Brachis, Ukehena Rabbis. In Cain, if the Chachmei HaTalmud brought Sefer Ben Sira, it means Behechrech Lamdo Meimeno. It means that they learned from it. And if they learned from it, how does that stem with what Rav Yosef said, Asa L'mikri B'Sefer Ben Sira? Right? That's the kasha. Asa L'mikri B'Sefer Ben Sira, that's mamish. It was the second line in today's daf. And then, says the Be'er Sheva, I don't know, I scanned Shas, and it's mamish up there. Now, is it Mishlei and Koheles? No. Is it Shashirim? No, that's Kodesh Kodoshim. Is it quoted like some of the other Svarim? 100% nisht. But at the same time, it's quoted so often that you can't ignore it. Right? The Chachmei HaTalmud gave tremendous credibility. They didn't quote Svarim Chitzayinim, but they quoted Sefer Ben Sira. So how is it possible that Ben Sefer Ben Sira also Mikri? See, he says you have to say, and it's Pashat, right? The answer is very, very Pashat, but the Be'er Sheva makes a big deal about it, and that's why I thought it's Kedai to speak out. You have to say, because Rabbi Yosef said that Mili Ma'al Yisod the Isbei B'Sefer Ben Sira Darshin Amahu. That as it relates to the Mili Ma'al Yisod, that already you're allowed a Darshin. So you see that Sefer Ben Sira, as much as Rabbi Yosef said Asala Mikri, but at the same time he opened up the Pesach for the Mili Ma'al Yisro. And because he opened up the Pesach for the Mili Ma'al Yisro, you have to say all these different Gemaras that are quoted are like the short list of Mili Ma'al Yisro that were mentioned in our Gemara, even though it's not those Gemaras. But you have to say this was only like a Kagoin, a sampling size of the Mili Ma'al Yisro. But really there is a lot of Mili Ma'al Yisro in Sefer Ben Sira, and therefore Sefer Ben Sira goes down as this tricky book, because at the one hand, it gets a shout out in the most infamous of infamous Gemaras. It's referred to by Rabbi Yosef as Osel Mikri and maybe even Svarim Chitzayim, depending on how you learn the Gemara. But at the same time, it's quoted throughout Shas. The Teretz is, this Tarti B'Mashma. This is the good and this is the bad. And obviously, this is the way it plays itself out. But then the Be'er Sheva goes on and he asks a Bambakasha. He asks that I don't understand. It's a Pella to me. I'll read it inside because I don't even want to say it in my own words. Umiyu akati ikula meidak. Kiven the muchach b'shmaitim. It's muchach in our sukyo. The besifrei minin. Afilu milu ma'al yisod de ispu asa l'kroisim. In other words, Be'er Sheva is making a diak that it sounds a little bit like Sefer Ben Sira is unique that the milu ma'al yisod darshin alohu. But could be all the other svarim, like real sifrei minim, even the milu ma'al yisod are not let a darshin. Be'emesis, he says, it's mefurish that way. In the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Ritva. They all paskin that this day you're allowed to learn the Mili Ma'al Yisod Tzavka Sefer Ben Sira. But as it relates to other Svarim Chitzayinim not. Im Kein Kosha Al Kama Go'ine Yoylam Kamoy De Kamoy U Basro Yizal U Beroy Sham HaRambam Zecherinu Levracha Heich Motsu Yedei V'Ragleim Bebeis HaMedrish Shalomdu Besifrei Minim Gemurim Kigoyin Aristotle and Plato, etc. So he says, if that's the case, what's pshat? How did the Rambam have a heter to learn? How did the Rambam have a heter to learn the Svarim Aristotle and some of the other Greek philosophers? This is his kasha. It's a plia tzuma, and it's not just the Rambam, but it's Beroshim the Rambam. Hechmatzu yedein v'raglein bebeis medrash. Now, if you're going to tell me that just like Rabbi Yosef said, B'Sefer Ben Sira, you're allowed to learn the Milim Al Yisro, so that's the Eitzah. He learned the Milim Al Yisro. But at the end of the day, how is it okay? See, he has a very, very big arichos. Again, this is Dvarim, Atik, and Mamash. But he has a very, very big arichos. And towards the end, he says as follows. Venerally, Sha'arambam zal v'siyate. The Rambam and all the followers of the Rambam. Samchu ala Mishnah b'perek beis da'ovis. They relied on the following Mishnah and Ovis. Rabbi Loza Omer, have you shokut lumoy Torah, v'dam mashatoshav l'apikoris, v'dalof ne'mi ata'onah. The Mishnah says, "Dam Mashatosh of Apikoris," and he said, "I believe the Rambam learned the Svarim of Aristotle simply because he held Dam Mashatosh of Apikoris." And he goes on, and he's Meirich, and he says, "It's not meant for everybody, right?" At the end, he says, "Ochein Oimer Ani Shoimer Nafshe Yirchok Mehem." V'dorshu perkamet avay dezoras u'minus. V'shani arambam the Rav Guvrei v'lomat kolotei rukula kein nearly. Don't bring raias to yourself from the Rambam. That's what's going on over here. But one thing he says toich tvarav is that if you look at the Rambam's list of 24 people that have no chelik in olam haba, amazingly, the Rambam does not say akari b'svarim achitzayin, and he says it feels a little bit like this is the Rambam l'shitasai who learnt Sefer Aristoi, and it could be pshat is because the Rambam paskind like the Mishnah of Damash Atoshav Lapikoyres, and not like the Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Chelik of Af Akoyer B'Svam Rechitzayim, even though it's Rabbi Akiva, but still he didn't paskind that way. He held it was a steer between the two Mishnayas, because how could you be a Damash Atoshav Lapikoyres if you're not going to study basic Svarim Chitzayinim? So the Rambam was machriya like this Mishnah, but that deer that the Rambam brings the 24 things that would cause a person to lose his chelik in Olam Haba, and the Rambam does not mention Akar B'Svarim Chitzayinim. Again, this is way above my pay grade. Mamish Dvarim Neflon, Ayin Shom, if you want to see it inside in the Be'er Sheva, right here on our Sugya.